I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
You're listening to Side Hustle Pro, the podcast that teaches you to build and grow your side hustle from passion project to profitable business. And I'm your host, Nikayla Matthews Okome. So let's get started. Hey, hey guys, welcome, welcome back to the show. It's Nikayla here, and today we have an update episode with Chantel Powell, the CEO of PlayPits. Now, you may remember Chantel from episode 188, where she shared that she found herself shuttling her son Cameron between summer baseball camp and football practice, and he came into her car smelling like a grown man. So she knew that she needed to create a solution. Now, that solution that she came up with in her kitchen and tested on family members is now a certified brand that is on Target shelves. In today's episode, she shares with us the journey that has happened since she was last in our guest chair. Oh, and she also has a special offer code for you guys to shop PlayPits over on PlayPits.com and get 15% off. So listen out for that. All right, now let's get into it. So Chantel, welcome, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me. I'm really excited to talk to you.
Yes, I'm excited for this update episode because as we speak, just yesterday, you were on CBS talking about PlayPits. Like, you and I both, I can't remember the episode number. I will link to it, you guys, but I can't, it's been so long.
It was so long. So much has changed.
We don't even know what we said. So first things first, you know, we got to go backwards, right? So
okay,
why did you want to even create a deodorant? Like, what was the reason for it?
All right, so I'm gonna do the quick version.
Yes.
Listen, my son smelled like a man and got in my car and I wasn't having it. That's the short. That is the short.
A stinky boy is the reason behind this, right? Okay,
yeah.
So you're like, I gotta do something. So had you made deodorant before? How did you even know what to put together to put on the
hair? Yeah, so this story, I'll go into this.
Yeah.
I have hand eczema, okay?
Oh, okay.
So 6 months after having my child, my body said, oh, girl, we about to change on you. So I've always had eczema all over my body. But as a kid, it was more prominent. But as a young adult, it kind of teetered off. So I thought I had stayed clear of the eczema issue until I had Cameron. And so it started flaring up to the point where when I got engaged, this is a funny story and I've never told this publicly. When I got engaged, my hands started breaking out and I was telling my husband, I'm like, I don't know what kind of ring you bought me, but it's breaking me out. And so basically, I found out that my body just, you know, did something different and the eczema went to my hands. And so early on in motherhood, I found out that I could not touch. I couldn't put anything on my child that I couldn't touch. And then I also found out that eczema, you know, is flared up by all types of things, whether it's food, whether it's preservatives, whether it's, you know, your diet, your stress. It contributes to the flare-ups. And so I stayed away from products that I couldn't touch. And I'm allergic to a preservative that's in almost everything. So I started paying attention to ingredients. And so with that knowledge of for years, now at this point, 6 years of knowledge of learning what things I can use and how to concoct my own concoctions of products, I, you know, kind of leaned on my history with my grandmother, Gladys Brown. She used to put baking soda under my arms before I would play. So I remembered that. And then I knew that, you know, coconut oil has amazing benefits and cornstarch. And then I had essential oils in my home. So I basically mixed up this concoction and gave it to Cameron. And that's really how it started.
I remember. So he wore it and it was just going to be for him at first, right?
Yeah. So he wore it. So at the time I worked at BET, I was a executive assistant. And so there I was someone who kind of worked back and forth. And that's what made what happened yesterday so amazing, because I worked in the same building, but we'll go back to that. But amazing. He came home and it was just, when I made it originally, it was just for him. And so after camp, the first day, because I had the talk with him, right? Like I say, all right, Cam, so listen, you're going to have to wear this every day, because the way you smelled yesterday, that ain't it, baby. You too cute for this, right? And so, you know, I pumped him up. He put it on and he came home and he was like, so mommy, I told all the kids at camp about it. And you got to make it for everyone. And I was like, wow. Nah, Kim, that's not happening. Mommy's working. Like, I'm going back and forth from, you know, New York to D.C. Like, my life was crazy. And I'm like, no. I'm not doing that.
I love the fact that he was hyping you up at camp, though. Like, he was like,
yeah, he was. That's why Cameron is the chief inspiration officer, because Cameron literally had the vision. You know, when I was so busy being an adult, he had this genius business idea that in reality, when you really think of it, we solved a problem because it was nothing on the market like this, right? And so, you know, Cameron, being a kid, just was speaking out the mouths of babes. And so when I tell my story, I always make sure I emphasize that this child gave me this vision and all we did was put the work behind it. And so, yeah, initially it was supposed to be for Cameron and he just pumped me up and was like, but mom, you can make it for everybody. And it was that second time he said it. And I thought about other parents, other kids that deserve to be able to play unapologetically and not have to worry about, you know, kids are cruel. Right. So I didn't want kids to worry about people teasing them for something like this. So, yeah,
And how they
he
smell.
Pushed me and I did that research and that's how Play Piss was created.
So you were working full time and you mentioned BET. So were you working in entertainment at this time, like entertainment television?
Yeah. So my background, I come from the entertainment industry. So I went to college for fashion merchandising, and while in school, I worked I got an internship for a costume department at Tyler Perry Studios at his very first studio. And so it was something that I had no clue that I wanted to do until I entered that world. And I fell in love with telling a story, watching stories be told through clothing. Being a fashion major, I always loved, you know, fashion, but this just took things to the next level as far as like creativity for me. And so I fell in love with that. Started working there, worked my way up. And so I then became a wardrobe shopper, where I did that for several years, even after motherhood. I had Cam 6 months later. I called myself being a work from home mom, or, you know, somebody that was at home. And it was like so hard. And I didn't know how to, you know, manage being everything in the household. And so I was like, oh, this is hard. I want to go back to work. I need a vacation, go back to what I love. And so I did that. And after that, Cameron told me he hated my job. And so I stopped doing
wow.
that.
So Cameron has a lot of influence in the family now.
Listen.
Let's go back to play pits now, though. So now that you knew you wanted to manufacture play pits for more people, how did you go about finding out how to manufacture it? Like how to put the product into bottles that would be preserved with natural ingredients for others?
Research. I'm someone that I believe that there's an answer for everything. You just got to find it, yep. whether it's on Google, YouTube, you got to go get a book, you got to talk to a friend, you know. So I did a lot of research, and the majority of my research was me just kind of absorbing all this information on how to create this thing. Not only create this product, but also create this brand, create this yep. business, you know. And so how to get people to buy your product, and how to do it and you don't have no money. And
yes. so that was who was your investor? You know, it was you. It was your day job, right?
Yeah, it was my day job. I would pinch off $100 here, $50 here for my day job to buy ingredients and test out what I was researching. And it took me 9 months to get the formula right. And it's so funny because I literally all of my family and friends tried play pits in the beginning. And so if you're really close to me, you have that story where it's like, girl, yeah, I tried that. I remember play pits when it wasn't a thing and she sent me to work funky. Like my family got that story to
I
tell,
did
you
that
know?
For you.
Yeah, like
the sacrifice. Here. Shout out to your family.
Shout out to my family and friends because, you know, they were super instrumental in testing that product. And so to this day, we keep that testing, you know, process when yeah. I'm testing new things. But yeah, it wasn't something that I had a background in.
Yeah. And you were sticking your nose in a lot of people's armpits.
Oh, girl, it's so normal to me. Let me tell you, I would walk up to people, let a customer, like pre-COVID, I was this girl. Now with COVID, I'm a little like, all right, yeah. let me not invade people's space. But it would be nothing for me to be somewhere at a pop-up and people like, oh my, I was at a wedding. No lie, I was at a wedding. We were in formal clothing. This guy who was a construction worker, he came up to me. He was like, oh my God, he was my friend's husband. And he said, I love your product. I'm a construction worker and I wear it. And I said, do you? And he said, yep, I do. I said, he said, I got it on right now. I said, let me smell you. I'm gonna see which one you got on. I literally smelled this man. He was in a tux. My husband was so embarrassed. embarrassed,
that
but
I'm that
girl.
That is yeah. dedication. I love it. All right. So since this is an update episode, right, we're going to fast forward mm-hmm. a little bit. Y'all can go a little backwards to get more of the startup okay. steps. But yeah. all right. So now you're in Target. Now, what was the timeline for that? Like, how did you get on Target shows?
So I don't know what the steps were, but I will tell you what I did, right?
Okay.
So I started this business in 2018. In 2019, Essence had a holiday market with Target. And so we went to this market, and we really went to the market because it was a holiday market and we wanted to be able to reach our customers because we did a lot of that early on, pop-ups, trade shows right. and stuff, because I know I am my customer. And so because I can relate to my customers and I didn't really have that much money for digital marketing to blast out to a lot of people. So I had to rely on local events. And so we mm-hmm. did this market, and Target's like corporate team happened to be there. So they were walking around. But we were focused on selling the product to customers coming up. And so they happened to stop there. We kind of just engaged like we normally do. And they gave us their information. They were like, oh, this is great. Like, here's information for Target if you ever, you know, think about it. And I mm-hmm. always wanted play pits in Target because Target is like the place that all the cool moms go, right? And it's Target if you fancy. Yes. And it's Target yes. if you just love it, right? And so I wanted play pits there. So of course I got excited. And so we went to months later, they end up inviting us to their Black History execution in Minneapolis. And we went to that and it was great. We were supposed to be able to meet a buyer and we didn't meet anybody. We were able to engage with all types of other people from different departments, but our buyer didn't come. Wow. And so originally, like, I was like super bummed out, right? In addition to, you know, I always felt like Playpits is a brand that is doing something that's so different. A lot of times I don't feel like we get certain level of exposure. And so, you know, I was kind of like bummed out. And then I had this like exposure issue that was kind of like bumming me out. And I said, you know what? This was February 2020. This is when I had this thought. So it was like early March I had the thought. And I said, you know what? I'm tired of begging people to work with me or to pay us some attention. I'm going to focus on doing excellent work, and I'm just going to do what we do, and they'll eventually come. And I literally said that, but I said that a little like pissed off, like,
yeah.
I'm sick of this. You know, like, I know that I'm working so hard, and I know that I have this dope product, but like, nobody's paying attention. And it was frustrating. And so, you know, we basically did the work, and then the pandemic hit. And that was something that, you know, it was definitely difficult to deal with all the challenges. But now people started to be home, and now people are paying attention to their health. And now, you know, people are now supporting Black businesses, giving us a shot, like, because before it was, you know, a little taboo, like people, oh, Black businesses, they, you know, have these problems like everybody else, but they judge us differently. Right. And so now, like, people are more open, and they were experiencing our brand. They were experiencing our product. They were falling in love. They were engaging with our customer service and having a good experience. And so we just did excellent work. 2020 got to 2021. And we received an email that basically was, it came through like our customer service form. Uh-huh. And so we originally, my assistant, I think she thought it was spam or something, because it was one day that she like came to the back. I was in the back making product. And she was like, so I received an email and it says that it's from Target, but I'm not sure. And I'm like, what's the name? And she said the name. And I'm like, that's the buyer. That's the person I've been trying to, you know, connect with. And so fast forward, we end up speaking to Target. So they end up coming to us, wanting our product in store. And so it truly was a testament to when you do good work and you continue to stay consistent and steady on the course, opportunities and doors will open. You just got to make sure you're ready. And even when you're not ready, like, figure it out. Because, you know, if you allow your fear of not being ready to hold you back, then you don't get to experience the greatness that's ahead of you.
Ooh, that's a word. That's a word. I mean, do you feel like you were ready, or you had to kind of scramble to be able to meet the demand and the criteria that Target asks for?
Yeah, no, I wasn't ready. I mean, no, like, when you do what we're doing and you don't have but so many people to call and ask advice and questions, and when you don't have the knowledge base, like, you don't even know what to ask a question for because you don't know what's coming, right?
Yep.
And so, no. Mm-mm. But, you know, I became a true student, and I've always been a student, like somebody, you know, a researcher. I always love to gather information. If you ever talk to me and tell me something, I'm gonna ask you 21 questions until I figure out, like, oh, okay, I get it, you know? And so I became a true student, and I like just kept my head down and asked the questions. And now I'm focused on surrounding myself with people who are like way smarter than me, you know, whether it's whatever this topic is. If you're here, I need you to know way more than me so I can ask you, what's that? What's this? Why? You know, so I can pick your brain.
So when you're not ready, but a brand like Target is interested, how do you work together to solve for that?
You hire people that know a little more than you, you know, so, you know, it's really about, you get the information or the requirements for the task. And then you start moving towards becoming ready. And so you move forward and you make mistakes. So you have issues, but you learn as you go. And so I was fortunate that I had good people around me to help advise me to do what we've been able to do. And even still, you know, I'm still learning and I'm having bumps and bruises along the way. But I definitely, as we continue to grow, now I have that experience to be like, oh, we'll never do this again. Or, oh, we'll have to do this better. You know, so you just learn. Like they said, the greatest teacher is mistakes. And so we've made a lot of mistakes and we've been able to have a lot of success as we've still been students along the way.
It can be so painful, right? And you know, we are our harshest critics. So I can imagine just the pain of making an error publicly. You're just like, cringe.
Yeah.
But you literally have to do that. There's no other way. There's no manual that can teach you, hey, this is what's going to happen. So
no,
watch out
it's
for
not.
This.
It's not.
Some things you really have to go trial by fire.
What I will say is even when you get to the point where you're making these, you know, you're having these errors, you're also dealing with the fact of learning from the errors and being like, you know, just cautious of how big the risk is of the error. And I think for us, you know, we learned a lot of expensive mistakes. Like we had an issue with our labels where we ordered 80,000 labels and they were wrong. And so that was an expensive mistake.
Ooh, that sounds expensive. But one thing you do have, and I know that you've had this incredible response from your customers always and this support. How did that impact your performance in Target?
Oh, that is, listen, so if I don't know if I talked about it in the last interview, but you know, I call my customers the Under Army. So, you know, Beyonce has the Beehive and Rihanna has the Navy, Playfist has the Under Army, and I truly cherish
the
Under
Army. No, I
don't
think I heard that before. I love that.
Yeah. So, you know, and they are, and I came up with that name because we started using this name because I wanted something to call my customers because it would not be a conversation on social media about deodorant or natural deodorant or somebody being smelly or some kid at the playground being smelly and Playpiss wasn't in the mix. They would just go and they would comment, oh girl, well you need to try Playpiss. Or I would be out and about and people would say, oh my goodness, I found out about your brand in a group chat, you know, with my mom friends or with my line sisters. And it just was a different level of word of mouth. You know, people ask me often, like, what do you think has been your greatest marketing for Playpiss? And it's definitely the word of mouth. And we were very intentional about that because I have a performance-based product and I wanted something that people really spoke to from experience. I didn't want you to see an influencer with my product and be like, are they paid for this? And so, you know, I made sure that my customers did the talking. And so, yeah, the Under Army is, they are forced to be reckoned with. And I'm so grateful for them.
I love it. So you talk about the importance of community often, and I've seen you mention that. So what do you mean by that? Like, how has community helped in building your brand?
So I think for me, my community, my true, like, core of community, when I think of, you know, you have a core and you have an outer community, is my tribe from a personal standpoint. My community that is in my life, as far as my family, my friends, my, you know, my dad, my mom, they have always continued to lift me up and provide me with the things for me to get to the next level. And so, like I said, my friends and family, they try my product and sacrifice being stinky at work for the sake of my company. Then I have, you know, my friends who in the beginning came and did pop-ups with me because I couldn't even pay people to do pop-ups with me. You know, because we wasn't making a lot of money. I have a $11, $12 product. Like, you know, in the beginning, you're not making enough money to be able to afford employees. You're just making enough money to be in the room. And so my tribe has continued to uplift me. And so then that's also how the Under Army started, because I think my family supported me and I showed that support, and then people rallied behind the story because it's relatable. Like, I'm not, you know, this celebrity that started a brand and had all this money to go into this brand. I'm a mom that literally like took $20, $50, $100 and built this brand out of my kitchen to, you know, a 2,500 square foot facility in Atlanta. So it's just relatable. And so people have supported and rallied behind that. And I think that while community for me has been successful in creating the success of this brand, it's also about us going back to the community and pouring back into the community, right? And so we're now doing some great things in the community. We're partnering with different organizations, and I'm speaking to kids, and, you know, I'm really getting in the community to just show the work that we're doing, because this representation means something to kids and means something to our community. So, you know, it's just one of those things that, like, my family has a heart for, and we've figured out a way to work it into the threads of PlayFits.
And you've actually exceeded expectations at Target, right? Like, you are selling out the shelves. what happens next after that? Like, do they scale up the order? Like, how do you deal with that?
Yeah, well, yeah, that has been a trip. You know, you talk about not being ready, right?
Yeah.
And what I'll say about that is, you can have a plan, and you can be as ready as that plan allows you to be, and then something crazy happened, like you sell out and you can't, they're struggling to keep your product in stock, but they said, give us X amount, and you deliver X amount, right? And so that has been one of our challenges, and it's been a good problem to have, but it's been something to work around. And Target has been great with partnering with us and being understanding, but also like just providing opportunities to continue to accelerate the brand. And so I'm really excited to continue to, you know, grow and see what this partnership really can, you know, become.
It's a family affair, right? Like, are you using the business as a teaching opportunity for your kids and having them be involved?
Yeah. So, I mean, really, that's really what it was about in the beginning. Like, it was, okay, Cameron, you got this idea. All right. It's nothing on the market that addresses this. Okay. Yep. I think we could do it. Let's do it. And then we worked every day to make that possible. And so really it was Cameron, my daughter, Kiana, and Kaden. Like, what does it look like when you have an idea and you every day work towards that? And how do you become the best? Or how do you just work towards, you know, making your vision become true? And so I think for my kids, I'm super proud to be able, when we walked in Target for the first time, it was like, yeah, it was the moment. Yeah.
Oh my God. Did you burst out in tears? I mean, I just picture myself.
I can't even talk about it.
Yeah. Like, even walking into emotional. Target with your three kids and seeing your product on the shelves. Oh my gosh. I just have chills.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad. And I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive and June. Olive and June gives you everything that you need for a salon quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive and June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive and June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs.
Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
If you own or operate a business, whether it's a local operation or a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America could be your smartest move. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll enjoy exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Position your business to capitalize on opportunity in a moment's notice. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America N.A. Copyright 2024.
So now the world is seeing what we've always seen over here. Side Hustle Pro, you know, you're on morning shows, television, everything. Like, what? How did some of those opportunities come about? Was that an organic thing where people started reaching out to you, or did you start doing some proactive work with a publicist as well?
Yes. So my village. Yeah. I have a great people around me. And so one of my friends who basically started her own consultant company, helped kind of put everything together. And so she always has believed in the story, always has been a champion for the brand. And so, you know, we've technically never had a publicist. And she's really just helping us connect those dots for some of the opportunities that, like, people are like, well, we need to see this more. We want to hear about this more. And so I'm super grateful to continue to have people in places where, you know, if the time or the opportunity allows, they're making sure to put me in certain places. Whereas, you know, we haven't been able to take advantage of hiring like certain professionals to do these things full time. We've just had people that kind of, you know how to connect those dots for us.
Speaking of that, now you started Play Pits and, you know, we're now in 2022. How does the team look these days? How big is Play Pits and how large of a team do you have?
So I feel like we're a small but mighty team. And so you have myself, you have my assistant, I have customer service. I have a front office, two people in the front office. Then I have three people in the back. And then I have multiple contractors. So I have, you know, someone that handles marketing. So I have Ivy Scott that handles my marketing, and then I have digital marketing. So, you know, I have several little like pockets, but full time, all the time team. It's a small team that's kind of continuing to pull everything together. And that's also what makes our story super incredible, because it's not a lot of us. It's not at all.
Before we get into lightning round, I also just want to touch on the actual side hustle piece. So, you know, you mentioned that you kind of were switching your job a bit after you became a mom, just so you weren't away from home as much.
Yeah.
At any point, did you go back to work, or were you like, you know what, I'm just going to focus on Play Pits full time?
Yeah, I definitely went back to work. So that's how I was at BET. So I moved home after Cameron told me he hated my job. I was like, what am I going to do here? Like, I dress people for a living for TV and movies. Like, that's not here in Maryland or DC. Like, what am I doing? And my husband started drafting me a resume. And listen, I don't tell this story often. So listen, judge your mamas if you're listening. But listen, do what you have to do to get your coin. So my husband drafted a resume and made it look like I was an executive assistant. Mm-hmm. I had never sent an Outlook email. I didn't even know what Outlook was. I didn't know how to schedule a meeting.
Yes.
He used to have to take my typing test because your girl couldn't even type, right?
Wow.
So we basically like, but I'm sharp. Like, I'm somebody that, like, ask me a question. I might not know the answer, but I'm going to figure it out. I'll be back. Right. So yeah. I was that girl. So he was like, look, let's see if we could get you somewhere, you know. And so it was like, okay, where could you go next when you worked for Tyler Perry Studios and you moved to D.C.? BET. So I applied for a position, for a temp position at BET. And that's really how I started at BET. And I started at this job. And I love, and my supervisor, her name was Ava Hall. She was the VP of BET International. And we joke about it. Like, literally, I joke with my husband about it all the time. Because I started the job and she was in another country. So mm-hmm. I was able to kind of like learn what to do because she wasn't in the office. Right. So I was like, she would be like, schedule a meeting with so-and-so. And I'm like, how do y'all do that? Okay. Google, like, how to schedule an Outlook. I did that for months, became her like an amazing assistant. Like, I would set up meetings and people like, oh my God, your assistant is amazing. And I'd be like, child, I ain't never done this. So I did that. I did that for 4 years. I actually became pretty amazing. And I learned a lot of the things that I execute on now, like my professionalism, my ability to, you know, hold conversations, negotiate, like all that I learned as an executive assistant. And I just basically did that. And when BET sold in DC, they sold the building, they had to work. We moved to New York. I wasn't moving to New York. So I transitioned out of the company. And so while transitioning, or before that, that's when PlayPits was created. And so I was side hustling for a year. I side hustled for a year while I was at BET. And then in 2018, my best friend received a job as a costume designer for a Will Packer show and invited me to be her assistant designer. And so we were able to do that position together. And so this was our dream. And so I did that for 9 months. And after that, that's when I left my job. So I've had a crazy like career life and then PlayPits. But all of those positions and jobs and skills have created who I am today as a now CEO. Of the company.
That's amazing. And, you know, from the financial perspective, like money was tight just starting the company. So how have you been able to continue to grow the company and pay yourself, you know, and pay your bills? Like, at what point were you able to take a salary, for example?
So, yeah, I tell, and I joke about this, but I'm serious. I in the beginning, it was all about flipping money. Right. So I put, before PlayPits launched, I put all my little extra money into PlayPits, right? Once PlayPits started making money, it was like, okay, if I make $100, I got to take that $100 and make $200, right? And so I would just focus on flipping money. I did not pay myself I didn't start paying myself a true salary until 2020. So from 2018 to 2020, 2 years, I did not have a salary. And it was one of those things that, like, I would be, like, we would be at pop-ups and we was making, like, the company could, I mean, we could have a $20,000 month. And I'd be like, I don't have no money. Like, can I have some money? And so, you know, I didn't do that for a long time because I knew with that sacrifice in the beginning how that could help the company. And I know people say don't do it that way. But that's my story and that's what I chose to do. So
you wanted to pour it back into the company and grow something else.
Cause my product is so cheap that like for me to make $1,000, that's a lot of damn deodorant. Right.
Yeah.
And so when you hand pouring stuff and you like making product, it's like, no, I need to figure out how to keep flipping this money versus like paying myself. I was like, if I make $1,000, I got to make $2,000 with that $1,000.
And that's very responsible too, because you could think the opposite, right? You could think, hey, you know, I could use some of this for myself because the product, all I need to, you know, make some more is this amount. The rest could go to me. But no, you're like, I want to keep on growing and growing and growing. And and you're talking about like the cost of goods when you say it's cheap, right? Like the actual cost of making it.
Well, no, I'm talking about like what it sells for. And I mean, because our product is like premium ingredients, like, you know, as far as how you can make money, you got to sell a lot of sticks of deodorant to make, you know, a substantial amount of change. And so, and to this day, I'm very conservative with, I'm very conservative with what I pay myself. It's so funny. Someone just asked and I told them, they was like, what? I'm like, I gotta, it's an end game. I gotta keep flipping this money. We got goals.
What is the end game, if you don't mind sharing? Like, you know, what are some things that you're thinking about this year in 2022 for Play Pits?
So my goal is to continue to grow and expand the brand and the footprint as far as, you know, when we think about other retailers. I would love to be in other retailers, but I also know that it's important that because we are learning, I want to do things in excellence. And so, you know, I'm thinking about what's next as far as retail. Also additional product. I'm working on some additional product that I'm that my customers have already expressed some interest in. And so now we're developing new product. And then, you know, really doubling down on becoming the go-to kids deodorant on the market. You know, of course, we have an amazing 5 SKUs, and we have the kids and we have the adults. But Play Pits originally started out because it is for kids. And so, you know, working on fun things to establish and connect with the kids, right? You got to make things cool for the kids, for them to continue to be interested. And so we're working on some really fun things with that. And so, yeah, just, you know, continue to grow and expand.
Do you think you will ever expand across product categories?
Absolutely.
All right. Yeah. All right. Yeah, I can't wait.
Absolutely.
I can't wait. I'm going to send you a list on the side. Like, my son needs some sunscreen, some bug spray.
You know, what I tell people, and I'll just say this, like, when I see Play Pits, I want Play Pits to take over the bathroom. I want it to address hygiene needs. I want it to be something that continues to be exciting and fun. I want kids to look forward to getting that next new dope product from Play Pits. In addition to, you know, I had my parents too, and so we kind of worked the parents in there because they were buying our kids scents and they were like, oh my god, this is the best. So we gave the parents something. But as we continue to grow the brand, we want it to be a family destination. And that's really what, you know, I see our true power in being. Like, it's the one-stop shop for your kid, your husband, your mother, you know, it's the brand that you want to support because you remember where it came from, but it's also the brand that you want to buy because you know it's going to be amazing and effective. And so,
and quality.
And I pay a lot of attention to that. And so, quite honestly, that has played a part in why we don't have new products as of yet, because I'm super critical, because Play Pits is so effective and such a great product. Like, that next product that's a full-time product, it gotta hit, it gotta be right. And so, you know, I'm very cautious of that. And so, yeah, you know, we're gonna continue to grow.
Yes, and I know when it comes, it's going to be quality. So that's why I'm excited, because you have a lot of customer trust. And so we know that when you put something on the market, it's going to be something we could trust. So looking forward to it. We'll be here. So now we're going to transition into another lightning round. Are you ready?
Okay, just, lightning round.
Just answer the first thing that comes to mind. All righty.
Okay.
Number one, what is a resource that has helped you in your business that you can share with the Side Hustle Pro audience today?
You know what? I'll say Facebook groups. I learned a lot in business Facebook groups. You know, if you have a question about a topic like inventory management, or if you need a contractor, I've benefited from being a part of a few Facebook groups, such as TSP, as well as Asha Jones Brand.
I think it's Brand Build Launch or Brand Build Sell. I'll always get that confused, but I love Arsha's group. That was one of the first groups I was a part of. And then TSP, you guys, is Traffic, Sales, and Profit from Lamar Tyler. Number two, who is a non-celebrity Black woman entrepreneur who you would trade places with for a day, and why?
You know what? I would say Pam Booker. And so Pam is the CEO, Pam J. Booker. She is the CEO and founder of Coils by Nature. And look, I'm 5'1". Pam is like a tall glass of water. And she got this short, fabulous cut. And Pam is so knowledgeable. And she knows so many people. And she's just genuinely a good person. And so if I was to trade places with Pam, it would be to like, be able to, you know, be tall for once because I'm a short girl. And then have conversations with the amazing people that she surrounds herself with because she's super, super dope. She cool to hang out with. Yeah, like Pam.
Number three, what is a non-negotiable part of your day these days?
Oh, non-negotiable. Yeah. So I don't know if I have a non-negotiable every day, but Sundays are my non-negotiables. So Sunday for me is for family. Sunday is when I like restore myself. I feel like all week long, I'm always around people. I'm always giving. I'm always, you know, doing something. Sunday is like I'm home. I'm minding my business. I don't want to really do a whole lot of nothing. So, and people know it's so funny. My friends joke about it because they like, oh, child, she texting back on a Sunday. Like, and so, you know, Sundays are the days that I cook with my best friend and we eat good food. So, yeah.
Number four, what is a personal habit that you think has really helped you in growing your business?
I think being friendly. My mother is like a super like talkative, friendly person. And I think what has helped me is just me being genuinely like, you know, if somebody speak to me, I'm gonna say, hey, how you doing? You can catch me every once in a while. Like if you catch me off guard, like Trina from Supermom Culture, she'll tell you, like, if you catch me off guard and I'm not ready for a certain level of energy, I definitely can be like reserved. Like, what is wrong with you? But yeah, I would say me being friendly and just me being me and being okay with that. I was the only child, so I was used to being in my own space and I guess never really had too many people that was criticizing who I was. So I've just learned to be okay with me being me. And I think that has benefited me in a way.
All right. And then finally, number five is what's your parting advice for fellow women entrepreneurs who want to be their own boss, scale their business, but are really nervous about losing that steady paycheck?
I think my final part of advice would be if you have an idea and God like put it on you, it's meant for you to execute, especially if it's something that like won't leave you alone. And I think about if I did not pursue this idea that this kid had. And in those 9 months, it definitely was a time where I was like, child, let me just go do what I'm already doing and not, you know, because you deal with a lot of ups and downs in business. But what if I would have not paid that itch any attention?
Right.
And so I would say if it's something that you're pulled to, go chase that possibility. Go see what that may lead to, because that could truly be your calling. Because if you would have told me 6 years ago that I would be the CEO of a deodorant company, I would have been like, nah, girl, you got the wrong girl. And right. So, you know, but that's what I am now. And so it's been kind of crazy to be able to get national attention on like a show like CBS Morning News. Right. You know, it's like, that just happened because it's part of my story and part of my journey. And so, you know, if I did not take that step and that leap, then these amazing things that has been able to happen for me and my family would not have been possible. And then for my customers, you all would still be out here struggling, looking for a deodorant that works.
Just funky kids.
Y'all would be out there funky, you know? And so I'm just grateful that I can help you know, the thousands and thousands of families that we have been able to touch and provide a product they use every day. I don't take that lightly. Every day you put my product on and, you know, it's something that people cherish and I'm grateful for that. So I'm happy I took that. You know, I'm happy I said yes.
Yes, I love that. Chase that possibility. You know, chase no one's it. Saying that you can guarantee that an idea is a good one and it's going to work yeah. out, but that possibility is going to keep on coming to you unless you just finally chase it. Just chase yeah. the possibility.
And you're going to chase some things that work out, and you're going to chase yeah. some things that's not going to work out. So yep. I had a business where I would organize closets and dress people. And so I had a few clients, but it's crazy. One day I looked up, I was like, I did that for like maybe 2 years.
Yeah.
I make more in a week than I did in the 2 years doing
wow.
that. And
wow.
it wasn't, you know, it never really picked up, but I learned mm-hmm. things along the way. And then the next thing came and it was able to, you know, I was able to use those experiences to
yeah.
say yes to this opportunity and make it pop. And so
exactly.
Yeah. Every chase won't be a successful one.
Right. And that's an important point too, because sometimes like your first one or two chases, you need to get those out the way because they're preparing you for something else. They're not going to be the one, but you got to do them because you yeah. are getting those skills. So Chantel, it's been great chatting with you again. Tell people where can they connect with you and get their hands on some play pits after this episode.
All right. So if you would like some play pits, you can head to playpits.com. You can go to one of the 365 Targets we're in, as well as Target.com.
All right.
You can go on Amazon to get our kids sent. And so if you want to have a good time on social media, follow us at Play Pits. And then if you want to connect with me, Mrs. Play Pits on Instagram. And so we're also on Facebook as Play Pits. So yeah, that's how you can connect.
All right, guys, there you have it. And I will talk to you next week. Hey guys, thanks for listening to Side Hustle Pro. If you like the show, be sure to subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts. It helps other side hustlers just like you to find the show. And if you want to hear more from me, you can follow me on Instagram at Side Hustle Pro. Plus, sign up for my 6-bullet Saturday newsletter at sidehustlepro.co/newsletter. When you sign up, you will receive weekly nuggets from me, including what I'm up to, personal lessons, and my business tip of the week. Again, that's sidehustlepro.co/newsletter to sign up. Talk to you soon.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.